several years ago, we had a student with a MySpace.
Well, I think if he makes it about, you know, civic responsibility.
He's not a huge Palin fan, and I have to say, I have not been the hugest fan of Governor.
Remember, Obama's not an ass.
Things are bad.
Yay!
World famous Phil Henry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And this is the only news, talk, and entertainment show, the only radio show, really, the only television show, the only public access cable show, the only thing that you might hear over a megaphone or a bullhorn, the only thing you might hear on a recording on a telephone that makes any sense, that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And tonight you're going to hear a theme. Tonight's theme. It's probably a theme that we visited before, but this is a necessary theme tonight. And here it is. You ready? Republicans are, well, I think I can say this word. It's after the children's hour, and it's not exactly obscene. And it was used by a famous or a well-known Democrat to describe Republicans. But I guess I'll leave it up to Ralph, my engineer, as to whether are Democrats, you see. You see, Republicans are a-holes, but so are Democrats. Republicans are foot-dragging imbeciles, but so are Democrats. Now, is this part and parcel of Phil's theme, which is basically the two-party system, you know, it doesn't work? Any cliche that has to do with the two-party system doesn't work, or I'm an independent, I frankly unzip my fly to that too, folks. To be perfectly honest with you, we're trying to cut through all of the axioms and cliches and sayings to get to where it really is. Now, yes, Republicans are a scourge. Democrats are too. Now let's take a look at the Obama health care plan, because really, what do Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals, what do they have to do with anything that would help this country? They have nothing to do with it. The only thing that they have to do with anything is keeping themselves afloat, is packing their fat asses full of calories. They have no interest in whether anything's good for the country, so long as they remain in existence, so long as they, you know, can get up every morning and stick their hand out, or more to the point, put their hand in somebody's pocket. It doesn't matter again, folks. Republican, Democrat, all of them ought to just walk into the woods with a pistol and blow their brains out. Charles Grassley is my hero. Not that he's the brightest bulb on the tree. As a matter of fact, he's pretty darn stupid. However, he did say, and he was actually echoing something we'd said, he said if they were any kind of men, they'd go out and they'd blow their brains out. In my opinion, Republicans and Democrats, every last one of them, should do the whole country a favor and blow their brains out someplace in the woods. Now, having said that, we're stuck with them. So I'm going to say this here. Democrats are worried about the Obama health care plan. Republicans are doing their best to kill it. Or let's say liberals and progressives are worried about the Obama health care plan, and conservatives are doing their best to kill it. What is the response of Democrats to the Republicans attempting to kill the Obama plan? The response is not proactive. The response is not let's educate people. The response is not let's get really intelligent and articulate people who are aware of the plan and know its pluses and know how to sell it and know how to calm people down about it. Don't put them out front. Don't get them out in front of the debate. Let's stick Maxine Waters out there, who craps all over the insurance industry. Well, that's not intelligent, is it? The insurance industry, many of the privately held companies in the insurance industry are in favor of health care reform, and in some instances are in favor of the public plan and are working actively to help the Obama presidency. So to come out and say the first thing out of the gate when someone says to you, hey, Maxine, why don't you say something about it? And she says, oh, you know, the problem is the health care industry. This is not educating people. This isn't getting people aware of what the plan really is. What has happened is the following. Republicans have marshaled and conservatives have marshaled a movement of some of the dumbest human beings that God ever allowed to live past the cradle to attack this health care plan. They're not intelligent people, not by any stretch of the imagination. I bet you could play horseshoes with the top of their heads. However, they have been able to pitch and sell the idea, which is false, that it's socialism, that it's a single-payer plan, that the Canadians don't like their health care plan, that you'll be waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to get your breast removed if you have breast cancer, and that the whole thing, the government can't possibly run a public health program, they can't possibly run any kind of a program, but then, of course, if they did run the program, they'd run the health care industry out of business. That's how good they'd run it. So they've got, like, predictably, 16 different answers, 16 different versions of why they're against this plan, and they're all contradictory, but it doesn't make any difference. They're selling it. And why are they selling it? Because Democrats are about the most impotent, feckless, just absolutely disgusting examples of proactive political activists, of individuals that can get something done, that I've ever seen in my life. Democrats have dropped this ball so heavy, man. I mean, it's like a bowling ball. They're cracking the floor with this thing. They can't get out there, and they can't do battle with that kind of stuff. There isn't a man, and we said in a pre-show, there ain't a man among them. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi has a larger penis than any man in the Democratic Party, and I'm pretty sure she ain't got one. You guys talking about how Republicans are a-holes? Okay, so they are. So are you. You talking about how you don't have a 60-vote majority? See, you're listening to a guy right here, and the people that listen to my show are like me. We just want to see something done, man. We want to be educated on what the issue is. We want the truth as to what the issue represents. We want to know what the specifics of the plan are. And if you need to get this thing pushed through, we'd like you to do something more than just engage in the same kind of partisan attacks that are taking place from the Republican side. And I'm not putting the Republicans down, because the Democrats do this stuff all the time. The Republicans are taking a page out of the Democratic playbook during the Bush years. They're being petty. They're being redundant. They're being stupid. They're not using any kind of intelligent argument. They're not educating anybody as to a reality or as to the facts of an issue. They're just sloganeering. That's all they're doing. Just sloganeering, just printing big signs on billboards and saying, a-hole, you know, guilty, socialism, autocracy. These guys wouldn't know autocracy, man, if it was a Disneyland ride. In fact, that's what I think they think autocracy is, a Disneyland ride.
Yeah, they probably think you still need, like, get an e-ticket.
Right. Half those cats still got e-tickets in their drawers in the kitchen. They don't know what autocracy is. They wouldn't know socialism, man, if it was giving them big running sores on the inside of their thighs. That's probably what they think socialism is. Gonorrhea. But they're using those words, and they're selling it, okay? They're selling it. Why? Because they're scaring people. People are frightened. People are hysterical. All you have to do is look at Texas and listen to these jackasses down there wanting to secede. I mean, we got a lot of frightened people. This is not anything new, folks. We've seen this before. It happens in America from time to time when we face tough times. Now, what would Democrats respond to all of this with? Were they intelligent people? They'd get out there. Forget the town hall meeting. Obviously, that's a bust, man. They're jamming those things with every imbecile they pick up off of a small bus, sticking them in there and having them shout all kinds of stuff. They're not interested in learning anything. Those people are packing that hall with one idea and one idea in mind only. They don't want anybody to learn anything. They don't want anybody to know anything. They don't want to know anything. All right, if you know that that's the tactic that they're taking, then you have to try something else. And you got to get ahead of the ball. You have to be ahead of whatever tactic it is, the conservative movement in this country, the Republican Party in this country, or whatever they're calling themselves this week. You have to be ahead of the ball on what they're doing so that you can respond, and respond intelligently, and respond in a way the American people are going to, that they're going to be responsive to, that they're going to identify with. We've got some audio we're going to play for you. And, you know, I'm listening to these people. Well, we really need to have a health care option because I think, you know, President, you know, I don't want to knock the guy. I mean, you know, if the cat talks in a very sad, get some cats out there that got a pair of lungs in them, man. You need somebody who's a firebrand. You need someone who can motivate other than Barack Obama, okay? Obama, yeah, okay, he makes speeches. Everybody knows he makes speeches. Everybody's heard his speeches. And for the most part, people are already going into a Barack Obama speech. If they don't like the guy, they've already got their minds made up that they're not going to listen to what he's got to say because he's just a commie, you know. You need some new blood out there to start selling this stuff in a nonpartisan way. Somebody that's going to pitch to the average guy why this is a good idea, okay? And number two, a theme that we have harped on in this program since time began. I don't know who it is Obama, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, man, when he put this team around him, but he's got the worst jackasses working for him I think I've ever seen in my life. He's got a worse crew than Nixon had. These guys may not put Obama in jail, But as far as getting anything done, and this guy, Rahm Emanuel, I don't know where he got his reputation as a pit bull, because he's the biggest punk face I think I've ever heard of in my life. I heard all kinds of stuff about Rahm Emanuel this and Rahm Emanuel that, and he's a hard ass and a tough ass. He gets this done and he gets that done. He ain't got nothing done, man. I don't even think he's got his fly down for his first leak of the day. I think he's still trying to figure that one out for the last eight, nine months. He hasn't done one thing to help this president communicate with his Congress, and there isn't anybody in that Congress that can do it. What was Harry Reid's big line today? Here it is. You ready? Well, you heard it. It was yesterday. Hey, you know, Ted Kennedy dying, this may help us. You're relying on a dead guy now to get this thing going, man. We got about, I don't know how many living people that can sell this program, but you, Reid, you're relying on some guy that's already parked in the ground with the back cut out of his suit. He's going to help you push it through. You cats don't understand this president. You Democrats, I'm talking to you, man. You don't understand this president. If you did, you probably wouldn't have supported him. And this stuff about let's help Barack, let's help the president, let's take a pledge to Mein Fuhrer. Oh, will you get off it, man? Start selling the ideas, not the guy, all right? Let's listen now, if you can keep your lunch down, or it's dinner time. For us, it's lunchtime. Let's listen now to just a couple of clips here. This is Obama advisor David Axelrod. He explains why the president is giving this speech. We already know, David, but okay.
Because we're coming to the end of a long debate on an issue of enormous importance
debate.
To the country.
What debate?
And it's time to speak frankly about how we go those last 10 yards and provide security and stability for people who have insurance today and help those who don't have insurance get insurance they can afford.
I got news for you, Axel.
Things are bad.
All right, here's one. AFL-CIO's Richard Trumka says Obama has not promised them a public option.
If you're going to have health insurance reform, you have to have a public option to break the stranglehold of the insurance companies. I think we're going to get it.
And have you gotten any assurances from the White House that when the president tries to take control once again of this debate next week, lays out in once again in his clear principles what he wants to do, that he is going to insist that you're insisting on a public option?
No, we haven't.
Do you want one?
Oh, we'd love to have it. But we're going to insist what the American public tells us and what our workers say. I'm not saying what Rich Trumka wants. I'm saying the American worker and the American public says they want health insurance reform. They want to break the stranglehold of insurance companies. And you won't do that by wishing and hoping.
Well, you start talking some sense. You can't break the stranglehold of insurance companies unless you got a public option, Jack. How else you figure you're going to do it? Now we have Representative Mike Pence. He tells MSNBC's Morning Joe that he does not want the public option in the bill.
Do I think health care reform is dead? I really believe that we ought to take some bipartisan action to lower the cost of health insurance and to lower the cost of health care. But I hope that the plan, the Democrats' initiative on Capitol Hill to introduce a government plan, a public option that would result in a government takeover of health care paid for with about $800 billion in higher taxes is dead.
All right.
Judging from the town hall meetings I've had in Indiana and what we've seen around the country, I think there are millions of Americans who don't want to see a public option, don't want to see a government takeover.
You better get on the job, because I'm telling you, she's about ready to cut her wrists if Phil Henry will back off his support for a public plan. I can only hope.
Thundercrack.
All right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry show number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-Phil. Let's go, baby. I wonder if we'd be lucky enough tonight to get calls from Democrats who would say, you know what, Phil, you're right. We have been a pathetic group of people in pitching this, and we've only got ourselves to blame. And all of the stuff that's coming back on us from Republicans, it's coming back to haunt us from the Bush years. They're using a page out of our playbook. They're using the whole playbook, in fact. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Things are bad.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. That's our number. We're also online tonight, as we are each and every night, at our website, philhenryshow.com. You can go over and take a look at our video cast, which is on the air right now. And if you were having problems earlier, we rebooted the system. So why don't you, some of you cats, if you know the picture wasn't good, reboot your computer. The picture will be fine. But we've been doing some adjusting to our image. We're also available with live streaming audio at philhenryshow.com, and you can download the show the next day and listen to it whenever you'd like, on whatever you'd like. not the device, whatever it is you're taking. Anyway.
That's a drug reference. See, that's bad.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much, bud.
No, he's kidding. You don't know that? I got to be aware of these things.
Yeah, okay. You keep monitoring me, man. Anyway, our number, that's Bud Dickman, who is, I don't know why he's here. And we have, of course, Robert. What's your last name, Robert?
Leonard. His last name's Leonard.
Why are you telling me?
Because he left the room.
Oh, 877-876-PHIL. All right. Now, we were talking during the break about who the Democrats need. The problem is, if you're just joining us, I'll try to, you know, digest this thing or break it down for you. Let it be broke, as the man said, to an edible size, to an edible portion here. All I'm saying is this. If these Democrats are going to be wasting their time and their efforts, and I'm giving them a lot of credit now, shooting back at Republicans about what a bunch of fascists they are, what a bunch of thundering bozos they are, what a bunch of liars they are. That's fine, but you know there's a limit to that, and you're not going to get this health care plan pushed through any faster while you're engaging in the silly little games that they engage in, and again. This is coming from a guy who wouldn't be a Democrat or a Republican if they were giving away coupons, you know, to Vons, man. I mean, like 99% off Starbucks. I still wouldn't be a part of any of those political machines, and that includes that nebulous and ridiculous group of people called independents. I'm trying, standing on the outside, giving you some advice here, Democrats. You've got to understand this. I'm being very serious. You guys have been playing this game with these Republicans going back and forth name-calling. You ain't getting nothing done. You understand? Number one, would you knock it off with this, I pledge to Barack Obama jazz? The president, I'm sure, is not enamored of being held aloft as if he's mein Führer, you know, as if there's a personal pledge of fealty and loyalty to the leader of the country. I thought we got over that stuff with that dopey YouTube video, you know, with the Dear Leader video with the kids singing. Didn't we get off of that during the campaign? Let's get back to reality, okay? We got something that has to get done here. I happen to agree with you on this one, a national health care plan. A national health care option. Yes, I do. I agree with you on this. But I wouldn't give you 5 cents for the tactics that you people have used up to this point. It's been embarrassing. It has been as effective as a G-string in a blizzard. All you're doing is making people laugh at you. You're engaging in the same kind of back and forth these Republicans want you to engage in. Now, here's what you got to do. Number one, find somebody, anybody. I don't care if you got to go through the Goodwill mission to find a guy or woman. Find someone who can stand there and talk to the American people and explain why this is a good idea. They're not going to get baited into an emotional debate. They're not going to get baited into screaming and yelling at somebody, right? You got to find someone in your party or anybody that agrees with you. Forget about the Democratic Party. Why don't you find a Republican that agrees with you? How about that? Why don't you find a moderate Republican or a progressive Republican or an independent or a member of the Green Party or a communist or a member of the Nazi Party? Somebody that agrees with a national health care plan, because after all, you know, Nazis were socialists and they got things done. Get someone that can communicate with the American people in an intelligent, non-emotional way why this is a good idea, okay? And it ain't Maxine Waters and it ain't Harry Reid and it ain't Pelosi, it ain't Boxer. We were trying to come up with some names. Is it, for instance, Jim Webb from Virginia? Is it Cantwell from Colorado? A sensible person that might not be labeled immediately with the liberal tag. Somebody that people are going to like to listen to. Someone will say, well, man, this is somebody that I can listen to, okay? This is someone that maybe I can learn something from. I don't know. We'll try to think of some names. I'm telling you, if you think this is just another big mouth on the radio telling you a whole bunch, you know, calling you guys a bunch of douchebags and scumbags, I'm not. I agree with the national health care option, but you've got to find a better way of communicating this. You have allowed the Republican Party to marshal a Woodstock of pinheads, and they have kicked your ass. Here is Mike in Boston. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good.
You were talking about selling the right and the left, both trying to sell this bill, and you're looking for a leader from either side. Shouldn't it be up to us to try to self-educate ourselves and not rely on the right or the left to tell us how it is?
I would agree. I would agree with that. But there also is such a thing as advocacy, and anybody that can advocate intelligently on behalf of an issue, I'd like to hear from them. I mean, look, isn't that part of our education?
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, not yeah, to say so, that someone's going to get through 1,500 pages of legislation, but I mean, you're not going to get anything straight from the right. And like you said, you're not going to get a leader from the left. So, I mean, we're just basically we have to believe what we
maybe
do,
but I will tell you one thing. Obama knows what the problem is. He can't go out there and speech make. Mike, thanks so much for your call, because we've heard enough Obama speeches. He's got to find somebody that can go out there and pitch this thing. OK, we'll keep thinking, man. We'll keep the wheels turning, baby. Don't worry about it. Coming up next, kids on MySpace and a private school that wants to Phil censor Henry. It. World famous Phil Henry Show. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're broadcasting here from El Pacifico every night as we try to bring you a news, talk, and entertainment show, you know, that knows what it's talking about, and truth is our bitch. Okay. 877-876 is the number here, and we will go continue to go through these names of people that we may think are qualified to actually get out there and pitch this health care plan. I mean, it's down to the wire. Axelrod says that we've had this debate. We ain't had a debate, Axelrod. What we've had, Axelhead, are a bunch of jackasses screaming and yelling about socialism and a bunch of Democrats like Waters or other equally incompetent people standing there and blaming the health insurance industry or saying things like, we really need a health care option. Mealy mouth, boy. You guys, why is it you trot out the most mealy-mouthed, excuse me for saying this, effeminate-sounding men when you got to pitch something as important as this? I just think that the healthcare. I mean, nothing against gay people, okay? I'm sure there's gay people agreeing with me right now saying, I wouldn't want that queen pitching it either. You might as well get some butch guy in there. How about you, Phil? Thank you, but no thanks. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go to some phone calls here. We got Ron in Manhattan. Ron, listening to us, and what's on your mind tonight, Ron?
Well, it wasn't a debate, it was a mugging, and I'm thinking that the Democrats should take the tact of this is good for business, that this is something that health care has to be taken off the backs of small businesses and even large businesses, because that way they can become internationally competitive. And that is the thing that they should put up against the Republicans, because then all the Republicans could say is, well, we don't like small business. They wouldn't have an answer for that.
I think that's a very good piece of strategy. Have you got an idea as to someone who can go out and sell this? You know, I mentioned Webb from Virginia. I'm trying to think of people that are not immediately branded as this so-called liberal that they hate so much. I'm trying to think of people that can very calmly, you know.
Who's really good right now that I've seen is the I forgot his name, the former governor from Vermont that did it. I mean, he's a cold-hearted Democrat, but he actually kind of steps up and says, no, that's wrong, that's a lie, and you know
Howard Dean. You mean Howard Dean?
Yeah, Howard Dean is actually very good.
I don't know, man. Well, Dean, the problem with Dean.
I
think everybody immediately when they hear Dean, they go liberal, forget it, liberal. They just shut down, you know, even though he's a doctor, even though the man's a physician. I was thinking of Webb. I was thinking we were talking about this Cantwell. We were talking about the new one from your state, New York, gun-toting Democrat. What's her name?
Oh, Gillibrand?
The new Gillibrand, maybe, you know, somebody that can, you know,
much of a rookie.
Probably, but they got to get somebody other than they got to get somebody other than Obama. Obama is going to go out there and pitch, but then it turns
in from the military branch of the government.
Well, that's why I liked Webb because he will immediately command. He's a Navy veteran, and he immediately commands a little bit of respect on that level. He's a very sensible sounding guy. He's not some jackball that everybody automatically says, oh, look at us, here we go again with Pelosi. You know, this, so they need to get a guy out there, and they got to do it fast. You know, they got to do it real fast because. You said it at the beginning of your call. They got mugged on this thing. The president should have paved the way a little bit more. He's not getting any help from anybody in the White House at all. I'd fire him.
There's no bill right now. That's part of the problem. He wanted the Congress to come up with a bill, and then everybody's talking about something different, and there's no reference.
Well, we got one that's online right now. There's a proposed bill, that may look very different.
People need to get educated as to those particulars, and I think you could speak in very specific. Maria Cantwell is the one I was thinking of, and Kirsten Gillibrand. There is enough online right now. There's enough out there right now where people could educate themselves as to at least what the general debate's about.
Well,
anyway,
I
Ron, thanks so much for your...
When you can have somebody else educate you for you.
I would rather not, thank you. I wouldn't mind having somebody, like I say, advocate, you know, so I can hear what they're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Culver City, California, and it is Vernon. Vernon, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing real good, and I'm enjoying your program, and I think you're, we used to say, I think you're, you've used the term on your program, I think you're pumping a dry well here.
I am.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I think you're trying to, skirt on a hog, you know, you're trying to put high heels on something, you know, a farm animal. The Obama health care plan is you know, I don't mean to make a joke, but it's I thought for if you want a medical analogy, the Obama health care plan is a is an abortion. Excuse me for making a joke.
All right, well, it's adequate, I guess.
Well, it's adequate, but let me explain to you, Phil, if I could, and your listeners, why it is there's so many people who want a health care plan, and why so many people, such as myself, and I'm a conservative Republican. I'm very conservative. You can't get more conservative than me, but I do try to keep an open mind. So many of us listen to our liberal friends, and they talk about a national health care plan, and it sounds to me like nothing more, because I'm a school teacher, and I know when I'm hearing the voice of a child, I can identify it very readily, and I think that so many of these people are in favor of a national health care plan. It's almost as if they want their mama, you know, to take care of them.
No, it's got nothing to do with that, sir. It's got to do with the fact that we spend so much of the gross domestic product, you know.
Oh, I've heard those debates. I've heard those comments. You know, we're spending so much money. Look, we're spending a lot. We're going to spend a lot more money if we have mama, you know, if I could use that term, taking care of us. You're talking about the amount of money we're spending right now on the private sector for health insurance. Sure, that's a lot of money, but this is an $800 billion idea that Barack Obama wafted into the air. It's almost as if I may be so bold, it's almost as if Barack Obama became president, he decided to just, you know, lift one cheek up off the chair and just loft one, some of these kids. I know it's childish.
Well, that's a ridiculous analogy. I mean, the guy is trying to waft one. The guy is trying to float a national health care plan.
Well, you just said float one. So how childish am I?
He's trying to propose a national health care plan that is going to be a plan competitive with the health insurance company. The health insurance companies, and a national health care exchange. So in other words, what he's trying to do, not do single payer.
No, I know all about not doing single payer.
But he's trying to get a national option.
But the national option is at the very heart and soul of what I'm talking about. You've got, I don't know, how many millions of Americans they say are not insured?
Well, don't you know? You're opposed to the national plan.
I don't have the figure.
All right, it's 40 million. 40 million in round number.
40 million people want mama. You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
So to you, the idea of a national health care plan is simply a nanny state.
It is exact. No, it's not a nanny state at all. It's worse than a nanny state. It's a mama state. See, and I'm sorry to have to exaggerate it that way.
Yeah, what is it with this mama? What is that?
I'm exaggerating to make the point. This is not a nanny state. This is the mama state. Just like those. Have you ever seen on the TV when they advertise these dolls that go mama when you squeeze it, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. See, you're saying.
I'm saying that people who want a national health care plan want a mommy state. They don't want a nanny state.
Boy, you're really getting off on the way you're saying mommy, huh?
I beg your pardon?
I said that you're saying mommy five different ways here.
I'm saying mommy five different ways because you've got about five different kinds of people out there who support a national health care plan.
All right, I support a national health care plan. Which of those people am I?
Phil, I enjoy listening to your program.
I know you enjoy listening to my program. I know you like me and you think I'm a nice guy and all that stuff. What kind of guy do you think I am?
Well, I don't know whether you're a nice guy. I mean, I enjoy listening to your program. You sound like a guy that, you know, maybe you're a nice guy, maybe you're not.
All right, but all of that aside, what kind of a mommy state do I want?
we're all different. I'm just saying, if you ask me to be specific to you...
Yeah, be specific to me.
You sound like the kind of guy that wants a mama state, okay?
And well, what does that mean?
It's different from someone that wants a mommy, you know, or someone that wants a mama. I'm the kind of guy, were I in favor of a health care plan, which I'm not, I'd be in favor of a mama, because that's a little more masculine. I'd want a masculine mama state. You know, I'd want a masculine mama state. You seem to want, forgive me, but you seem to want to have that big federal nipple just poised right over your mouth. Is that what you want? You want a big federal nipple?
No, I don't. I don't. I've told you time and again, and I've told my audience time and again, this is something that is not a, what do you mean a big federal nipple poised over my mouth? I'm talking about a national health care plan that can compete with the private insurance plan and the National Insurance Exchange that gives people options. And if it's successful, well, if it's successful then, okay?
That's what I'm saying. You got all these people like yourself out there that want that big federally reinforced and federally funded nipple that is poised just inches above your mouth. So you don't even have to lift your head above the bassinet. You don't even have to lift your head up off the bassinet. You can just go... Mama. And there it is. And that's what I think.
Well, you didn't say I was that kind of a guy.
What?
You didn't say I was a mama kind of a guy.
No, I said you're the kind that goes, mommy. That's.
Well, that sounds a little older.
I beg your pardon?
That sounds like maybe someone is six, maybe six or seven.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're the kind of guy that wants to be, you want to have that federal nipple available until you're six or seven. And I find that to be very, I just don't.
What have I ever said on my show that makes you think I want to have a federal nipple poised above my mouth until I'm six or seven? I happen to be 56, thank you very much. And I'll tell you something else.
All right, where do you stand on the national plan? I mean, do you want that so you can go and be a part of the whole mad state? Is that what you want?
No, I happen to have my own private health insurance, and I happen to like it, and I don't need the national option.
Well, then why are you acting like you want a mad? Why are you saying that?
I'm saying for the people that are uninsured to give them an option, to give them some kind of health insurance so that they're covered and they can't afford the kind of insurance that a Phil Hendry can afford, okay? I don't want to have nah paying for me, okay?
Well, you know, you sound angry, Phil.
Of course I'm angry. You're saying that I want a mommy state or however you put it. You're saying I want the federal nipple poised inches above my mouth so I don't have to lift my head off the bassinet pillow.
I did not say that.
You most certainly did.
I said you sound like the kind of guy that would want to have the federal nipple so close to your mouth you wouldn't even have to move your head. You could just pucker your lips out and go, and there it is. You could go, and right away, man, you're getting milk.
You know something, man? You got a really weird way of putting things.
I got a weird way. Barack Obama's the guy that's putting things weird. He's putting things real weird. Barack Obama's going around the country and saying, don't you worry about anything, because Mama is going to take care of it. And from my way of...
877-876, Phil, I can only listen to so much of that stuff.
Well, that guy's a school teacher, and he probably knows about it.
Why would that be, bud?
Yeah, how come you think you know about it just because he's a teacher? On account of the guy's a teacher. He knows about what a kid will need and everything. He knows that kid want to go Mama, that they want to have it.
What's that got to do with anything, man? You know what, man? You don't make any sense at all.
Why not?
That's got nothing. The guy's a school teacher. He knows kids. It doesn't mean he knows about Mama or any of that stuff.
Well, okay. Then who do the kids go home to at the end of the day?
They go home to...
Yeah, they go home to their Mama.
It's not the same thing, bud. All right, 877-876. Would you take him out and hose him down or something? I don't know what he's been doing.
I was working on my bike. Come on, man.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll continue with this discussion. And really, the way this all started tonight, I feel like I've already done 3 hours, but I feel so good tonight I could do a full six-hour show, which means I'll do a full three-hour show and feel like I've done a six-hour show. That's how good I feel tonight, huh? Anyway, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go and call...
Thundercrack.
...and have her clear the whole thing up for me. We'll be back with more, and the essential theme on this is Democrats can squeal all they want about how dishonest and underhanded Republicans are, but you guys haven't done a damn thing other than complain about Republicans. Why don't you act like a bunch of men and women, stand up, and let's get it going, man. Isn't this guy Webb here on TV right now? I don't know. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
877-876.
Mama.
Phil Henry.
Mommy.
I just was noticing that Michael Steele is being featured on the Keith Oberstorm Fuhrer show as one of the world's worst people. Mr. Steele, we've said this before, you know you have to call Oberfuhrer up and get black guy lessons from him because he said you're a self-hating black man and he ought to know the Oberstorm Fuhrer. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Michelle Bachmann. You know, we said that she said she would slit her wrists and have a blood brother or some kind of weird acid trip, Charles Manson thing she was going to do to defeat the national health care plan. And we actually have the speech now. We have the clip, so you can hear her as she goes about talking how she wants to, you know, cut herself up. The same things that a lot of kids do when they're upset about life. 877-876-PHIL here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, we are online at philhenryshow.com, so you can check out our live streaming video of the show. Here is Ed in Phoenix. Ed, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil, good hearing you. I don't think you guys are going to find anybody in the military that's going to talk nice about health care because it's really bad in the military.
Well, I had a brother in the U.S. Navy. He loved it.
Well, maybe he wasn't going to see it, you know, when he needed it as much.
Are you talking about VA? Are you talking about VA?
Not even just VA. We had I'm in the Air Force. I've been in for years and years. We just had this kid in Travis Air Force Base go to get his gallbladder removed so he can deploy, and he woke up without legs. But he has no...
You had a guy? All right, I'm going to check that out. What's his name? That must have made national news. What's his name?
It was the lead story on Airforce.com.
Airforce.com today?
No.
Hey, Jace, would you research that? Airforce.com? Let's find out about this. We'll get to the bottom of that story. That sounds... what you're saying is true, obviously somebody needs to be in a jail cell someplace.
I agree totally. Travis Air Force Base. He went in for gallbladder surgery, and now they're trying to kick the kid out on military on a board. Now they're trying to
kick him.
They're trying to kick him out on a military evaluation board or medical evaluation board. And
yeah, no legs. I guess that. Right. But I dare say, sir, that with the present plan that we have, you're talking about military health care as if it would be a perfect example of government health care, right?
I certainly wouldn't say it's perfect.
What I'm saying is it's a good example. I'm saying it's a good example of what government health care would deliver. Now, this is a limited. All right. It's a limited government plan that is provided to a limited number of people. It is not a massive plan that would be an option. For instance, military guys, can they carry their own insurance? Are they allowed to carry their own private insurance?
Absolutely not.
So they must have this plan, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's not what we're talking about here with the national plan.
Yes, but we also
certainly have to check the veracity of your story. And even if what you say is true, how is that a classic example of the kind of health care that the military provides? So you're saying to me, this story, Phil, shows you what the military is capable of when it comes to health care. This happens all the time, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that malpractice happens all the time in military hospitals.
And right now, with the health care we have in America, the health care that people are fighting to keep, the health care that people are fighting to hold on to so that Obama doesn't have his national plan, that health care that we have in America, that kind of thing happens, as well as even more gruesome stories, people dying in emergency rooms and not receiving treatment at all, people without any insurance who die without any medical care, who die, you know, without any kind of treatment from a doctor. This is what we have today that people want to hold on to. So I'm not sure what the point is. You say that medical malpractice happens all the time. I can tell you, for instance, Ed, that in Canada, where they have a national health care plan, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that you can go to a private doctor anytime you want in Canada?
That's
anytime you want. Yeah.
I, for me.
If the guy says to you, if the guy says, if the if they say to you, now Ed, we just replaced your head, and I'm joking, but we just replaced your head because that was an emergency thing, man. We had to replace your head, okay? And you say, thank you very much. Now that my two front teeth are cracked, all right, Ed, you're going to have to wait 6 months on the cracked front teeth. You could say, all right, well, screw that. I'm going to go to my own private dentist and have that done. Nobody's going to put you in jail for that. What we're saying about the national plan in Canada is that there is the lies that you've been told about people waiting 6, 7, 8 months for needed, necessary, vital surgery are just those, lies. It doesn't happen. People may have to wait to get their ass lifted or have a pimple popped, and they may think that it's just the most life-threatening thing on God's good green earth, but that's not the case. Now, you mentioned to me malpractice. I understand. It happens. How often it happens, we could take a look at. How often it happens in private care today, we could take a look at that. But it's not an argument to say, therefore, national health care is rife with malpractice and private doctors are just the, they're just the cream of the crop, baby. We'll be back at a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Michelle Bachman saying she'll slit her wrists next hour. You got to hear this. Oh, yeah.
Phil Henry.
Whoa, yeah, man.